1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Race for the White House. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Vice President Kamala Harris has secured commitments from enough delegates to become the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, according to ABC News reporting. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with Democrats, telling ABC News tonight,
"I'm going to do everything I can to see that Donald Trump, most dangerous president in American history, is defeated. I think Kamala Harris is going to be our candidate, and I'm going to do everything I can to see that she gets elected."
Donald Trump still attacking President Biden on social media, even after Biden bowed out of the campaign. Former president at 78 is now the oldest presidential nominee in U.S. history. Mr. Trump has now formally filed an appeal of his nearly $500 million New York civil fraud judgment. He put up a $175 million reduced bond with the court, secured with a California insurance company to do it. This is ABC News. Those who had doubts about this idea now see more dollars.
McDonald's was one of the last to come around with a $5 meal deal after outrage spread on social media about fast food prices and inflation. It took a while for McDonald's to get franchisees on board with a $5 meal deal, but it's worked out so well in boosting traffic that McDonald's says it will be extended at most of its restaurants. 93% of McDonald's restaurants have voted to extend it, some through August. The company saying the meal deal has worked in driving back customers. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Officials in Russia say a Russian-American journalist was convicted Friday in a secret trial for spreading false information about the Russian army. He worked for the U.S. government's funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. He's been sentenced to 6 years in prison. She was convicted the same day Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich was convicted of espionage in Moscow. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Media news, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin enthusiastically endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris is a powerhouse debater and communicator, and we've seen that all the way through her political career. She's able to bring a spotlight to the essential issues and draw the essential contrast that will ensure that we can win this election.
Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, and second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers open training camp without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held their first practice of training camp today, but with Jordan Love watching, not participating. What's the status of his contract talks with the team? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us that until we get something done that he would not practice. So unless something gets done here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. This is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there. But as of now, until we get that resolved, you know, he will not be practicing.
Baseball. The Brewers at Wrigley Field will open a three-game series tonight against the Cubs. Craig Counsell not happy with a reporter's question about Christopher Morel.
Looked like he was swinging for the leg there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about...
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that a bad
take? He's having a good at-bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. Currently at 75 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. What a weekend, huh? We've got a brand new presidential candidate, Kamala Harris. My op-ed, in fact, today at HartmanReport.com is titled The Prosecutor Versus the Felon. And that's very much the case. In fact, they had a little it's not really a campaign thing, because this wasn't a paid ad that ran anywhere. It was just a video that within an hour of the announcement that Joe Biden was stepping down was just popping up all over the internet. And I'm assuming that this came from the Biden-Harris campaign. This is pretty amazing. It's just a little short thing. It's not even 60 seconds. Like I said, it's not an ad. It's whatever you want to call it. Here it is.
Sick of this? Well, think about this. He's a world leader in temper tantrums. She never loses her cool.
That's Harris.
She prosecuted sex predators. He is one.
Grab him by the...
She shut down for-profit colleges that swindled Americans. He was a for-profit college.
At Trump University, we teach success.
Literally. He's owned by the big banks. She's the attorney general who beat the biggest banks in America and forced them to pay homeowners $18 billion. He's tearing us apart. She'll bring us together. This is Trump. And in every possible way, this is the anti-Trump.
So there you go. That's pretty much it. And the anti-Trump. And I think so. I really do. I mean, the accomplishments of this administration are mind-boggling. We have the best economy that we've had since the 1960s. Inflation is down to 3%. The last 2 months, it's been at 0% or negative. 3% used to be the norm. Ronald Reagan never got inflation below 4.1%. Never in 8 years. And everybody's like, oh, Ronald Reagan had a great economy. Never got inflation below 4.1%. We have the lowest unemployment levels that we've had since the 1960s. We've got, it's just, the economy's just rip-roaring along. And we're building infrastructure at a rate and in a way that we haven't seen since the Eisenhower administration. Anyhow, bottom line, Kamala Harris, I believe... I mean, this is not a done deal yet, but I think it will be shortly, is going to be our presidential nominee. The question is, who's going to be the vice presidential nominee? There are still people kind of speculating about, what happened with Joe Biden and, his pulling out of the race, all that kind of thing. My personal speculation, again, this is just speculation, is that the people around him... Oh, and by the way, let me just tell you for the day, the third hour of our program today, Congressman Ro Khanna of California is going to be with us for the entire hour taking your calls. We're going to do a national town hall meeting with Congressman Khanna. And I will be picking up your calls here in, 15, 20 minutes. And for the first 2 hours, we'll just talk about what's going on here with all of this. And we got some big news, as I said. So So anyhow, the Biden-Harris take. Oh, the speculation about why Joe Biden stepped down, when he did, and what led to it. Because I think it's really interesting to note that, and I had these dates on my one sheet here, and it looks like they vanished. Oh, here it is, right here. That the Kennedy-Nixon debate was the last week of September, September 26, 1960. The Carter-Ford was October 6th. Carter-Reagan was October 28th. Are you noticing these are all late fall debates? The Bush-Clinton debate was October 11th. I mean, basically, presidential debates are either the last week of September or in October, period. I mean, that's you can go back through history, and that's, I mean, the, you know, the first debate was Kennedy-Nixon, but that's what you find. I mean, I'm not talking about Lincoln-Douglas, you know, but which was actually a Senate run. But somebody talked Joe Biden into doing a debate in June. Now, the people around him have been, you know, roundly criticized for kind of concealing his infirmities, you know, that he's, like most people, 81 years old. He has moments where he loses his train of thought and he mixes names up. I mean, hell, I mix names up and sometimes I lose my train of thought. It's just, you know, it happens to everybody regardless of age, but it does, you know, get worse as you get older. I don't think in any way this diminishes his ability to be president. I get it that the Republicans are now hysterically running around with their hair on fire. Oh my God, we got to invoke the 25th Amendment. He's got to step down. If he can't run for office, he can't run the White House. Well, certainly he can. Running for office requires a very different skill set than running the country. Running the country requires, you know, calm and patience and thoughtfulness and stability and wisdom. Running for president, you got to be a good public speaker. And Joe Biden was never a good public speaker, you know, with his stutter. But now, you know, as age on top of that, he's just become a very poor public speaker. His voice is kind of raspy and sounds elderly. Not a good thing. So, you know, he dropped out. But what's interesting to me is that I am guessing that the people around him said, you know, maybe you should think about handing this thing off to Kamala and not running. And he said, no, I can do this. I can kick Trump's ass. And they said, okay, let's see if you can do it early enough, like in June, that if you can't pull this thing off, we can get Kamala in there or somebody else. You know, we can replace you. And he went along with that. And he blew it in June. And that's, of course, what led to all this. So I think that, you know, those of us who have been criticizing the people around him, I'm not among them, but I, you know, certainly have been reading this all over the message boards. I think you need to think twice. I suspect that that's what brought us to this moment. So there's that. Just by way of history, I'm a history freak, as you know. President George Washington on September 19th, 1796, issued a resignation letter. He had served two terms, but the Constitution didn't limit you to two terms. And most Americans actually wanted him to stay on because he was doing a great job. In fact, there were some Americans who wanted him to become king. And so this is from his I'm leaving. And this is not his farewell address, which was a whole nother speech. This is his I'm resigning letter. He said, and I thought this was fascinating how self-depreciating it is. It's just two sentences. Here it is. One of them is rather long. Though in reviewing the incidents of my administration, I am unconscious of intentional error, I am nevertheless too sensible of my defects not to think it probable that I may have committed many errors. Whatever they may be, I fervently beseech the Almighty to avert or mitigate the evils to which they may tend. I shall also carry with me the hope that my country will never cease to view them with indulgence, and that after 45 years of my life dedicated to its service with an upright zeal, the faults of incompetent abilities will be consigned to oblivion, as myself must soon be to the mansions of rest. Isn't that incredible? I mean, that was George Washington. So, you know, and there are people are drawing parallels between George Washington and Joe Biden right now, and I think they're legitimate. So here we have the prosecutor versus the felon. This thing is rolling along rapidly. Every state Democratic Party chair has now endorsed Kamala Harris. Ken Martin, president of the Association of State Democratic Committees, made that announcement yesterday or last night. Following President Biden's announcement, he says, our members immediately assembled to unite behind the candidate who has a track record of winning tough elections, blah, 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 blah. I've got 55 things you need to know about Kamala Harris. We'll get to that maybe in a little bit. The Republicans are already hysterical, as I mentioned. And I'm going to get to that. Actually, I'll get to that in a minute, too. One thing that I thought was really interesting, though, I subscribe to the Financial Times. It's kind of the world's premier business publication. And Rana Foruhar is the global business columnist, and she has been writing just brilliant stuff. If you subscribe to the Financial Times, you know what I'm talking about. And you can get her emails, her articles pushed out to you in email, which is how I get them. And her column today I thought was brilliant. She said, Kamala Harris should quickly reaffirm and own the post-neoliberal economic policy transition underway in the Democratic Party. Now, nobody's talking about this. You know, the next to the last book that I wrote in the Hidden History series is The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. And I think it's one of the most important books because it's what happened between Reagan and Obama, you know, because you had this steady stream of Republican and Democratic presidents who all embraced neoliberalism until Joe Biden came along. Arguably Donald Trump. You could say Donald Trump trash-talked neoliberalism, but he didn't really do anything about it outside of the tariffs on China. So anyhow, Rana writes, but what is Bidenomics without Biden? That's something Democrats need to figure out quickly. And I agree with that. I think it's fascinating. But I think it's also, like, really, really important that we acknowledge that Joe Biden has repudiated neoliberalism for the first time, in a big way, for the first time since 1980, really even since the last 2 years of the Carter administration. And that is what put America back on track. That's what put our economy back together. So, I've got a little more information here about Kamala Harris and what Mike Johnson is up to. I'll share that with you real quick when we come back from the break, and then I'll be picking up your phone calls. It's coming up on, well, it is 17 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program on this extraordinarily historic day. What could be our first black Indian ancestry woman president.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Southeast Asian is the phrase that is used to describe people whose ancestors come from India. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Don Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cube.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can well vary. Text fees may apply.
We with honor and pride, she fought the battles, kept our borders clear. In the face of challenges, she's the one we cheer. They seek control, command or conquer their way. But Kamala stands tall, she'll never sway. The prosecutor versus the felon in the ring. They fight, one stands for justice, for what is right. With courage and strength, she'll lead us through. With Kamala with Biden's trust and her own fierce might, she'll guide us forward through day and night, helping the people, defending our way. Kamala's here.
So it's the prosecutor versus the felon, clearly. And so I guess the big question now is who's going to be vice president? I realize there may be some challenges to Kamala. Interestingly, the song pronounced it Kamala, but I think it's actually pronounced Kamala, like calm Allah. But anyway, what can you do? So who do you want for vice president? I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, there's a bunch of bad. J.B. Pritzker, who's the governor of Illinois, an incredible guy, a brilliant progressive. He's a billionaire. He could finance his own campaign.
But, you know, Illinois is probably in the bag. Josh Shapiro is the governor of Pennsylvania. That's a must-win state that might be kind of weak right now. And he is smart as a whip. He's a hell of a debater. He would eat J.D. Vance's lunch. Gretchen Whitmer is the governor of Michigan. She is solid. She's a real rock star in Michigan. Is America ready for a two-women ticket? I think so, in all probability. I realize there are people who are worried about that. But, you know, whenever I hear those kind of concerns, I remember when Barack Obama was running in the primary in 2008, or in late 2007, I think it was. On this program, we had the chairman, or maybe it was the vice chairman, one of the top two people in the California Democratic Party on this program, who was a black man. And he said, oh, you know, Obama should not be the nominee because we will lose because Americans, you know, there's still a lot of racism in Americans in America, and they will not vote for a black man. So here you had, you know, a black guy who ran the Democratic Party in California saying, no to Obama. He will lose. Of course, history proved him wrong. And that's what I think about, you know, first off, Kamala Harris, a black and South Asian woman who, and a woman, you know, I guess three strikes in the minds of the racists on the right. But you know, hooking up with, or, you know, on the ticket, having another woman on the ticket. Well, I think it's possible. There are a bunch of other candidates, you know, Gavin Newsom, you know, he's, I am a big fan of Gavin Newsom's. He knows how to take names and kick ass. However, the Democrats don't need California. And, you know, it would be two California ticket. I mean, she used to be the California Attorney General. Before that, she was the prosecutor. In fact, she started out in Alameda County, California, as a sex crimes prosecutor, which is just the perfect thing to be running against a guy who a jury of his peers has said raped a woman, and who has been credibly accused of rape or sexual assault by 23 other women, including one who was 13 years old. So, the prosecutor versus the felon. Anyhow, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. This stuff from the Republicans and all their hysteria and a few other things that I had for you in this first hour, I'll just push those back to the second hour, along with, you know, what J.D. Vance and the Heritage Foundation are up to. They think they can keep her off the ballot. It's just nuts what's going on. I'll tell you all about it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with you on the other side of the break. And so stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is a special report from ABC News, Race for the White House. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Vice President Kamala Harris has secured commitments from enough delegates to become the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, according to ABC News reporting. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with Democrats, telling ABC News tonight,
"I'm going to do everything I can to see that Donald Trump, most dangerous president in American history, is defeated. I think Kamala Harris is going to be our candidate, and I'm going to do everything I can to see that she gets elected."
Donald Trump still attacking President Biden on social media, even after Biden bowed out of the campaign. Former president, at 78, is now the oldest presidential nominee in U.S. history. Mr. Trump has now formally filed an appeal of his nearly $500 million New York civil fraud judgment. He put up a $175 million reduced bond with the court, secured with a California insurance company to do it. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee when she comes to Milwaukee Tuesday. On Monday, she praised President Biden, who dropped out of the race Sunday.
"Every day, our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation."
That's Harris speaking at the White House. Wildfires are raging in western Canada again this summer, sending smoke back to Wisconsin. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, smoke is widespread in the Midwest and Great Lakes area, but the smoke is hanging thousands of feet in the air. Air quality warnings in Wisconsin could change over the next few days as the smoke lowers. Ongoing fires in Canada are expected to grow over the next week as hot, dry conditions persist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Typically, when a comedy club has co-headliners, it means neither one of the comics are ready to headline. The other night in New York City, it was just the opposite as Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart took the stage Saturday night in Harlem at the Apollo Theater for one show only. Stewart opened and Chappelle closed. Both men tackled the subjects of Trump, Biden, Gaza, fame, and Ohio's men. Cell phones were not allowed in the theater, so there will be no pirated copies on YouTube, but I'm really hoping they put this out as a special. If you are a fan of the show Homicide: Life on the Street, you'll be able to give it a rewatch soon. If you've never seen the Baltimore-based show, which starred the late Andre Brower as Detective Frank Pemberton, I highly recommend it. Despite being a network show, it was more like a gritty streamer before there was streaming. Homicide was created by David Simon, who also created The Wire. The former NBC show will be available to stream on Peacock starting August 19th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy with a few showers and storms around in the overnight. Light winds and mid-60s expected by sunrise. For your Tuesday, we'll see more shower and thunderstorm possibilities, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 80s. It's 75 at our studios.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Hans Breitenmoser about whether the Trump version of economic populism is real or Wall Street in sheep's clothing.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
With every sight and sound. On the road to the wild where the mountains stand tall.
Welcome back. Tom Harbin here with you. Somebody sent me a note saying, I hate country music. Hey, my first job in radio was a country western DJ. So was Sean's. We love country music. He'll live with it. Anyway, Mike Johnson was on ABC TV, and he said, if Biden isn't at the top of the ticket, it'll be wrong. I think it's unlawful. In accordance with some of these state rules, for a handful of people to go in a back room and switch it out because they don't like the candidate any longer. That's not how this is supposed to work. These guys are terrified of Kamala Harris. All right, there's nothing in the Constitution about this. There's nothing in you know, the 12th Amendment. There's, you know, states haven't printed their ballots. Florida hasn't even had their primary yet. That's August 20th. In fact, and then the people say, well, it's too short to have an election. The average number of days for an election in the following countries is 75 days. And by the way, if she is formally chosen on August 22nd, which is a whole month from now, that's exactly 75 days from the election. So the average number of days for an election, 75 days in France, United Kingdom, Germany, Spain, Italy, the Netherlands, Greece, Belgium, Ireland, Denmark, Portugal, Canada, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Israel, Poland, the Czech Republic, Australia, and Austria. So this is not anything unusual. This four-year-long campaign that we have here in the United States, that's what's unusual. All right. So enough of me, and my apologies for mispronouncing Alameda County. Thank you, Sean. All right. Well, my apologies to Californians. So what's on your mind? Ben in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Man, what a crazy election season. Yeah. Every week something seems to change. But thanks for keeping everything straight. I think now the Democrats really have a leg up because there were a lot of polls saying people didn't like Trump and they didn't like Biden. So I think that already helped them tremendously.
Yeah, even the so-called Biden double haters.
Yeah, even though Biden was a great president, the media really harped on his age and the debate performance. And I think it turned people who aren't extremely political off of the Democrats for whatever reason. So I think this really helps them.
Yep, I agree. Good analysis.
But I'm kind of with you. I'm hoping maybe that they would pick Josh Shapiro or Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan.
Those two are at the top of my list. There's been talk about Raphael Warnock out of Georgia, but I'm not sure that Georgia's going to be in play this year. They've successfully purged so many Georgia voters. You still there, Ben? Yep, I lost Ben. Thank you, Ben, for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, on your mind, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, for VP, I'm thinking a Hispanic man might be a good choice. I wonder if Marco Rubio would be interested.
Ruben Gallego is, on his way to bigger things, bigger and better things. Did you have somebody specifically in mind?
No, I didn't. I just, the thing about this situation is the effect of this is really virtually unknowable because elections are won in the margins, and the margin is composed to a large degree of the somewhat likely voter.
Right.
And it's unpollable because the somewhat likely voter really doesn't know if they're going to vote until they walk out the door on election day to go to the poll. They don't vote by mail. They only coalesce to whether they're going to vote a few days and maybe at most a week before the election. And so you can't poll them because they can't tell you if they still can't tell you if they're going to vote.
Yep.
But they do, I think, respond to how they coalesce is what's happened within the last 60 days. So not this is still outside of that. There's a great opportunity here to re-energize the whole campaign and get that somewhat likely voter. And we're talking, you know, when they ask you in a poll, are you extremely likely? You got 75 to 100%. Somewhat likely is 50 to 75% likely. Somewhat unlikely is 50 to 25%. And extremely unlikely, less than 25%. You're going to vote. To re-energize the campaign with some, and I mean just some, a few specific issues, the women's issues, reproductive choice, all of that is going to be on the table, and it can re-interest the somewhat likely voter. But that's what's changing. The bases, the people in the base don't change. Democrats were going to vote for, Democratic base was going to vote for Biden, and the Republican base was going to vote for Trump one way or the other.
Well, the base actually has changed over time, though, Paul. I mean, the Democratic base was very neoliberal in the 90s, and now it's very progressive. The Democratic base was largely white in the 90s, and now it's, I don't know the percentages, but there's a lot more people of color, and you've got a lot more out queer people. I think the Democratic base has become far more diverse and far more progressive, just as a function of, you know, demographic change in the United States, if nothing else.
Yeah, things can change over time, over a longer span of time of, decades. But let me ask you this question. Because as I my analogy on this has been kind of like the second half of a football game. I mean, your team just stunk it up in the first half. They're trailing, and that's what it was up until. And I said, as of today, the whole question of Joe Biden's mental and physical fitness for office has to be done, and no more mistakes. By the way, if we're going to do this, you sure as hell better win.
Yeah,
because you can't blame Joe Biden now.
Yep.
So it's got to come across as a win. You got to start moving, as they say in football, moving the sticks and putting up scores.
Yep.
You got to get first downs. Every week has got to be a score, or at least a first down for Democrats.
I'm with you. So who's your pick? Andy Beshear is another person. He's the governor of Kentucky or Tennessee? I mix those two states.
Right, it's Kentucky.
Kentucky, thank you.
Kentucky, that's been suggested.
Who's your pick?
I'm not. That would be fine, Danny Beshear, or the governor, Roy Cooper of North Carolina.
Roy Cooper, yeah, I've seen him mentioned. Now, I don't believe that he's, you know, such a solid progressive, but I may be wrong on that. I don't know a lot about Roy Cooper.
Well, let me ask you a question, Tom. Mm-hmm. In order to eliminate any more discussion about Biden and also the issues about this is illegal and all this, and Biden, if he can't run, he shouldn't even have the nuclear codes. What about the idea that after the Democratic convention, that President Biden just says, talk to my doctor, and he suggested it's just best that I resign my term, and that way President Harris comes in as an incumbent. There can be no more controversy about whether or not she's legitimate in the primaries, and that completely.
I think that would be very problematic. Number one, the 25th Amendment would require Mike Johnson to bless that. Both the House and Senate.
Resigning?
No, the president appointing a new vice president, because she would have to appoint a new vice president, and that has to go through the House and Senate. Number one. And number two, it would distract. It would be a distraction. I think that it is not necessarily productive because she's already an incumbent. She's the vice president.
That's true.
I think that brings the I forget the guy's name, but the one who has the 11 keys to the presidency. Alan Lichtfield, whatever it is. That one of them is incumbency, but I think she has that incumbency thing. Paul, I got to move on, but thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Andy in Wilmington, Delaware. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Very simply, we've discussed what Mike Johnson has said. In fact, there's a funny video out there of him so sincerely expressing concern for the 14 million Democrats who voted for Joe Biden in the primary. It's really touching. But anyway, what I wanted to say is, could the Republicans, I saw a scholar on MSNBC today saying No, the Republicans would not win in a lawsuit to impede or stop the nomination of Kamala Harris. But could they gum up the works with delay? That's what I wanted to ask you.
I doubt it. I really do. It's not inconceivable that some states might refuse to go along and refuse to print ballots, or the way that we've seen, like DeSantis and Greg Abbott, just defy federal law on several occasions, and just do what they want.
Would they do that by lawsuit?
No, they probably just do it by fiat, by just saying, okay, we're not going to recognize her, and we're not going to let our state recognize her. But I think that would backfire badly on the Republicans. Basically, it would make them look like poor sports, and Americans, regardless of party affiliation, don't like poor sports.
Hey, Tom, they don't care what they look like. You know that.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Andy, thanks a lot for the call. Good talking to you. 45, yeah, I mean, they put a sexual predator at the top of their ticket and a convicted con man. And a convicted rapist and a convicted con man at the top of their ticket. They don't care what they look like.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Matt Nair on air.
Don Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system. High amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures. It's really hard to avoid, which is why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love by going to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Stop the Press's news. Mark Jacobs' newsletter over on Substack points out that the Republicans are already going full-blown racist. At the Republican National Convention last week, there were signs which are now being repopulated all over Twitter and other right-wing or other social media. Joe and the Ho gotta go. Claims that she's going to be our DEI president. I mean, it's just pure racism. Ben Shapiro says she has a cackling voice, an insane Joker laugh. Geraldo Rivera on Fox News condemned her for smiling. Seriously, he said it's over smirking. Fox News even claimed that she used a fake French accent once, and they caught her red-handed committing the crime of buying nice cookware. In 2020, C-SPAN tweeted a video with an obviously false claim that Harris was ineligible to serve as VP because her parents weren't citizens when she was born. She was born in this country. Her dad was a Jamaican economist, and her mom was an Indian cancer researcher, PhD cancer researcher. And in fact, they taught at McGill University. She much of her middle school and high school was in Montreal. So, interesting stuff about Kamala Harris. All right, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind? Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. So much on my mind right now. But before I get to my point, just to confirm with you, you were asking about the pronunciation of Ms. Harris's first name. Mm-hmm. It is Kamala.
Yeah.
Just like Pamela.
That's what
but with a K.
Yeah.
All right. I know some of these Republicans are saying Kamala, and it's another racist dog whistle on their end. I wasn't born yesterday, Republican, so don't try it, all right?
There you go.
And the thing is that I blame the media for what has happened with President Biden and his decision of stepping down although my wife said that she thought that it was COVID that hit him and is probably still suffering from it at his age. So, you know, that is a considerable factor, but I still hate the fact that the media was really picking on him and he was being triple teamed against. If it wasn't just the media, it was the damn Republicans in Congress, yeah. And Lord knows the Republicans in the Supreme Court. And I'm wondering, what the hell was the media doing? Doing a favor for Trump? Or did he threaten him, say, keep the negativity off of me or only on Biden or else? Forget him. You're supposed to do your job, not be running yeah. like this some kind
and
of...
And the New York Times is right at the front of that pack, which is really
yeah,
pathetic.
So I hope to God that they have learned their lesson, not repeat 2016. Start putting the foot down on Trump and start asking him, like, what about the disparaging remarks that you made about Kamala Harris? Mm. Kamala Harris? I didn't make any disparaging remarks. Shut your mouth. Roll the footage. I wish they would put it down like that.
There you go. I'm with you. Michael, thank you. That was a good one. Tyrone in Harlem. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just amazed how much power the mass media have over a large portion of our population. They tell us not to vote for Biden because his son has a laptop. We do it. They tell us not to vote for Biden because his son is doing drugs. We, you know, the mass population, a lot of them don't vote because of Hillary Clinton with her emails. It's just how much power they have over us. They told us that Joe Biden, we saw this on the news, Joe Biden had a bad performance.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We should just turn our back on Joe Biden because he had a bad performance. But after that, he was doing well. It still didn't matter. So we throw him out because yeah. the money interests tell us who we need to pay attention to, who we need to vote for, not vote for. It's just how much power the people have over nothing.
Yeah.
You know, where as long as these people tell us who we should or should not care for, that's what we do. Instead of having our own idea on what's going on,
yeah.
they have so much power over us.
No, I get that. You know, I mean,
in
1980, the Republicans decided, you know, whoever owns the media owns the country. And so they started buying up media like there was no tomorrow. Of course, Reagan made it a lot easier by blowing up the Fairness Doctrine and the Equal Time Rule. And so now we've got almost 200 right-wing television stations, Sinclair. You've got 1,500 right-wing radio stations. You've got three television networks that carry nothing but right-wing programming, you know, Fox News, Max, and whatever the other one is. It's just real remarkable. I mean, back in 2008, when Obama won the election, there were a lot of people, there were a lot of, you know, pollsters and whatnot who said that it was the power of Air America. We were in 54 major markets. There was not a major city in the United States you couldn't get progressive talk radio. Now, you know, that footprint has shrunk considerably. And I don't think it's a good thing for democracy, frankly, but I think it's amazing, Tyrone, that we can still win elections. Tyrone, thank you for the call. Your point was so well made. Thank you. Hit the top of the hour here. I'll pick it up with you on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.